but I just didn't get into it.
Yesterday, the PGA announced it was merging, and this was kind of a surprise.
This was a big deal.
With the Saudi-backed Live Golf. 9/11 memorial groups are not happy. This is PGA Tour Commissioner. I'm being called a hypocrite.
Oh, yeah.
For the merger.
I recognize everything that I've said in the past in my prior positions. I recognize that people are going to call me a hypocrite. And anytime I've said anything, I said it with the information I had at that moment. And I said it based on someone that's trying to compete for the PGA Tour and our players. And so I accept those criticisms. But circumstances do change, and I think that, you know, in looking at the big picture and looking at it this way, that's what got us to this point.
It was getting pretty ugly.
Yeah.
In the golf world.
It still is. There's a lot of PGA people who are very, very upset about this whole thing. But everybody's getting paid. There's money for everybody.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. I'm old enough to remember when the weekend I moved to Florida, the Jackie Gleason Inverary tournament was taking place right next to our radio station. There's a golf course there. And the first prize was $50,000, and that just seemed obscenely high. I don't even think, I think you get 50 if you finish in 100th place these days. There's so much money in that whole racket.
That's the participation award now.
Yeesh. All right, we are in the 7 o'clock hour, getting ready for Random Facts with Jay Scott next hour, as always followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. If you have an occasion coming up, a birthday, an anniversary, something to celebrate, and you're kind of stuck at idea, visit the idea people at Brian Jewelry. With one of the best and most competitively priced selections of any jewelry store in the state of Alabama, but the skills of professional jewelers. So if you can't find quite what you want, or you have an idea you would like them to bring to life, they can do that. Before you visit Brian Jewelry and meet Lynn and her incredible team of people, go online to brianjewelry.com, join their club, and if you buy an item that's priced at $200 or higher, you will get $100 off at the register on that purchase. And by the way, you can find many amazing things as low as $20. And not to mention the Roll Tide War Eagle Showcase, although I need to get with Lynn and find out what is in that at the moment. But there are gift ideas for men and women there. And a tremendous staff to help you find the right gift if this is just not in your wheelhouse. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main and Prattville, 7 decades of experience. And again, join the club. Save money at brianjewelry.com as we hit the traffic line. Not headline news.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we're getting kind of a slow start this morning, but the folks from Wetumpka, always there, rolling into Montgomery. We're busy at Redland Road, the River Bridge red lights on 231. Northeast Boulevard, a lot of that traffic's taken that, and we are very busy all the way over to Ware's Ferry now. I-65 and 85 are building through downtown, but still light to moderate. Buckle up and drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Whether your credit is excellent or just plain slow, a home equity loan is just a phone call away. Call the company that'll get it done. Call MCS in Wetumpka. 567-9000. That's 567-9000. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
We've all fallen into boring routines. We just keep doing what has to get done. Isn't it time to escape the old routine and make time for yourself? Make time to go out with old friends. Make time to add excitement back into your life. Make time to feel like a winner again. Life is more fun when you live it. So what are you waiting for? Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant. And I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
Pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have. And always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Shaw's Garden Center and Landscaping will help make your yard bloom this summer. Make your property beautiful with their large variety of low-maintenance shrubbery. Pine straw bales only $4.50, and their June special, 10% off all ornamental concrete. Shaw's is the River Region's exclusive retailer for wood furniture by Grassy Ridge Gazebos. With 50 years of horticulture experience, Shaw's can offer you advice and tips to help you get growing. Visit 3295 Wetumpka Highway in Montgomery, like them on Facebook, or go to shawsgardencenter.com.
This is not headline news. Twitter appears on a list of America's most hated brands. I hate it too, said many more in a tweet. ZipRecruiter is cutting thousands of jobs. Or as ZipRecruiter looks at it, ZipRecruiter is creating thousands of customers. In sports, the PGA Tour will merge with the Saudi-backed LIV Golf. The main difference between the two is that in LIV Golf, the Masters is what wives call their husbands. And former New York Jet quarterback Mark Sanchez got married. So I guess a New York Jet can get a ring. This is not headline news.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Cool.
Two counts of second-degree murder, the charges to be filed against a 19-year-old man accused of opening fire at the close of a high school graduation ceremony in Richmond, Virginia. Two people were killed, five others injured. There is a haze in the air across parts of the Midwest and the Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast, and the South, the result of smoke generated by wildfires burning in Canada. Unhealthy air resulting in air quality alerts across a vast area. Former Vice President Pence formally launches his 2024 presidential campaign later this morning in Iowa. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has also entered the race for the Republican nomination. And the Vatican says Pope Francis has arrived at a hospital in Rome where he is to undergo abdominal surgery later today. The Dow futures down 19 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Jessica, this is the happiest day of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Penny. The wait is over. Heartland Season 16 is coming home to Up, Faith, and Family exclusively with new episodes each week. You won't be able to stream Season 16 anywhere else in the U.S. until 2024. Don't miss the behind-the-scenes content, cast interviews, and more. Only available to subscribers. Only $5.99 a month. Visit upfaithandfamily.com/Salem and start your 14-day free trial right now.
Celebrating the history of the VCR today.
In times past, only the wealthy could afford a four-head cable-ready VCR with multi-event programming and a dockable remote control.
The HR7100 video recorder from JVC, a 10-day timer and full-function remote control.
The new Sony Betamax SL5000. It even has remote control and beta scan.
The Sony Betamax is only $699.
Radio Shack has something for everyone, like this compact VHS VCR with 13-function wireless remote control for just $449.95.
Extra durable space-age materials. Better engineered, best warranty. That's the Hitachi Touch. Buy the Sanyo Model 3900 for only $599 with high-speed search in forward and reverse, instant freeze framing, remote control, fast rewind, records programs up to 3 days in advance.
But boy, oh boy, do you remember if you made a mistake, like you're waiting for your favorite show to play back?
Yes.
And you had the wrong channel programmed?
Yeah, it was...
Oh, man.
Although, I got to tell you, the new version of WoW using this cloud thing or whatever, it's much more complicated to record things. You can't, like, let's say there's a show that's all reruns.
Mm-hmm.
Say if I wanted to record an afternoon of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
You got to record each one individually. You just can't say record all Seinfeld.
Oh, it won't
do. You could do that.
The whole series? No.
Under their old system.
Yeah,
you can't now.
No?
Yeah. Let's say they all these terminology, beta scan. I always come up with these techno terms that are supposed to make your product more exciting, like, and sometimes it made a difference. Hey, why don't you come up to my place and we'll listen to some music? I have Dolby.
Mm.
Could be a game changer.
Yeah.
And, you could also...
I don't like you.
Just never knew.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
So we're looking for a high in the lower 90s again today. We had 92 yesterday. No reason to believe that we won't be in that same neighborhood today. Good bit of sunshine, scattered random storms, a little bit more on the radar than yesterday. That doesn't mean you're going to see one at your house. It's a neighborhood-by-neighborhood situation in the summertime, as you know. So there will be storms around, for sure. But your chances of seeing one are rather small. Tonight's low 68. Tomorrow, just a notch higher on the number of storms on the radar, hit or miss storms, as a front moves southward, high 93. Then behind the front on Friday, should be a dry day. I've got us in the upper 80s for a high, so just a notch lower on the humidity. And Friday's looking dry. Saturday generally dry as well. But the heat comes back. We're up to about 93 on Saturday. Right now this morning, partly cloudy and 72 here at 712.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your
If you've ever had less than a satisfying experience with a plumbing concern over the years, you are not alone, because I sure have. In fact, it used to be a process of elimination. Who am I going to call this time? You would go down the list and say, definitely not them, definitely not them. You know, and it was always that sticker shock at the end when they hand you the bill. And you go, what? They said, well, you called it an off hour. Well, there are no off hours with our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire, because they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. So, as we know, plumbing picks awful times to be a problem, and that's always the case, right? So, it could be a weekend. It could be, well, Christmas Day. We use that as an example, because... Remember what happened this last Christmas? We had pipes bursting all over town because of an incredible cold wave that came through, and that kept all of the local plumbing folks busy. But Plumbing by Lukewire, nobody was charged overtime. That's the way they roll. 264-9666 is their phone number. Get the whole house plumbing inspection. They'll check all your plumbing inside and out. Maybe it's time for a trip. You know, you're going to be going out of town. You want to know that you're not going to come home to a disaster zone where a pipe bursts and everything in your house is ruined. They'll be able to spot some problems and fix them before they become major problems. Plumbing by Lukewire, 264-9666, Alabama certification number 84417.
Do you know what today is?
No, what?
Today is National Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
I would like real chocolate ice cream.
Oh. Vats and vats of chocolate ice cream.
Today we celebrate a flavor that comes in second in popularity, even though it was invented first.
Chocolate ice cream.
Do you like chocolate ice cream?
Brain freeze!
I do admit I used a bit to put in my coffee.
Served with chocolate ice cream.
Happy Chocolate Ice Cream Day.
It's showtime.
I want some...
Friendly reminder, the chocolate ice cream, all flavors, is at cost plus 10% of food outlet. Yeah. And we'll give you a chance to buy $10 worth of And chocolate ice cream.
They're open now, too.
Oh, well, yes, they are.
Yeah.
If nothing happens, I promise I'll pick up a bag of those little cups.
Oh, man.
Because that's just enough ice cream to...
That's just what I want.
Kill the urge.
Yeah.
And without, you know...
Yeah.
Creating a weight problem.
Right.
In your random facts, Jay, because this, I saw this and it looked familiar. Lincoln Logs were invented by John Lloyd Wright, the famous architect, about his son.
I was going to say Frank Lloyd Wright is who you're thinking of, but maybe it was his son that did it?
Yeah, John Lloyd, the son. Jeez, yeah. I can't even read a two-sentence item.
Did you guys both have Lincoln Logs? Did you have Lincoln
Logs? Yeah, I had Lincoln Logs,
okay.
Yeah.
What was the other one? The Tinker... No, no.
Tinker Toys.
Tinker Toys, yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah.
There's a very funny episode. Oh, my God. I saw it a couple of days ago of Seinfeld, where Jerry's dating this woman whose father passed away, but he had this unbelievable classic toy collection.
Uh-huh.
And it was all the stuff that Jerry never got as a kid. So... he comes up with all these different devious ways to get her to fall asleep so he can play with the toys while she's passed out. Comes in, they eat an enormous turkey, there's a box of wine.
And there's a box of wine.
There's like three or four scenes where the woman is just sound asleep while Jerry is playing with G.I. Joe and all that. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. I never had a G.I. Joe. Though.
Neither did I. To me, that was a doll. I was too macho for that. Even
at the time G.I. Joes were introduced, they looked more like dolls than what became when I was a kid, which were action figures.
See, that's what changed that genre was to call them that.
Right.
Because otherwise, boys don't play with dolls.
Well, they had a look of a they had a doll look to them.
You sure don't play with Ken. That's for sure.
So I'm just sorting through all types of little stories I have here, and I'm not trying to... I know you need this issue to go away.
Uh-huh.
But the most unusual room service requests from Hotels.com includes melted ice cream.
Really? You can request melted ice cream.
Well, you can request it. That doesn't mean you'll get it. We gotta really stay at a high dollar place now to even have a place that's got room service.
I mean, my God. Hey, I'd like some of your finest ice cream. Oh, yes. Melt it, please.
Yes.
I've got...
Put it in the microwave.
One coming up later in the year that's 24 hours room service.
In fact, some of the other items. Yeah. Diet water.
Diet water? What the hell is diet water?
I don't know. Diet water. Boiled bottled water.
What?
Diet water. Diet water.
One hotel reported that they had a request from a guest. He had gone out fishing and caught one and asked that they cook it for him.
Wow.
You're kidding.
No egg white omelet.
Huh?
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, just some of the odd items that have turned up in a survey of Hotels.com. We're at 719. Up next, we have your local news from CBS 8. Then part one of Random Facts, and today I have two incredibly mediocre, convoluted intros, and as always, followed by the pop quiz question.
From WAKA Channel 8 News, I'm Jerome Jones. Here are your headlines. Tuesday was the last day of Alabama's 2023 legislative session. This year, lawmakers had the luxury of surplus money in the budget. An $8.8 billion education budget was passed. That included a 2% pay raise for teachers and school employees. The legislature also approved a $3 billion general fund budget. Governor Ivey has signed both budgets. There was also money for a $150 rebate for Alabama taxpayers and a gradual cut of the state's grocery tax from 4% to 2%. From West Alabama, Selma still recovering from the January 12th tornado. Several buildings in the city's historic district, which is one of the largest in the country, were damaged. Officials say progress is being made, but there's still a long way to go. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jerome Jones. Watch WAKA Channel 8 and ABC 32.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Hey, I was just notified, since we are the official outlet here in the River Region for Jeff Bezos' missives, we just got one in.
Oh.
I guess UPS is thinking about going on strike.
Is that right?
So I have something to say about that coming up a little bit later this hour on News Talk 93.1 FM. Just before Random Facts, it's our attorneys.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Oh, Alan! Alan! Alan!
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's June 7th, the greatest day ever. On the 7th of June, 1982, Elvis Presley's widow, Priscilla Presley, opened Graceland to the public. Grateful Elvis fans from across the globe said,
Thank you very much.
Have a great June 7th, the greatest day ever.
And now, here's Jay Scott with a hunk of
random crap.
A hunk of burning crap.
A hunk of crap, all right.
A hunk of random facts. Didn't work out.
Hey, it worked out fine. People knew what you were intending to do.
That's an Elvis theme you did.
Do you mind if I experiment here real quick?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd have to play. Never mind.
No?
Forget it. Now I'm just going to wallow in my own self-hatred while you do random facts.
Okie dokie. Did
you didn't have to agree that easily. Okay. You could have put up a little resistance. Would have been nice.
Did you know
I need a pen? You got one over there?
I mean, here's an Eddie Bayer.
Hey!
It's an Eddie Bayer pry pen.
Wow, that's probably still got a lot of miles left on it.
It's got a lot.
Did you know? You ever heard of the lacrimal punctum?
Beg your pardon? No.
I had mine removed when I was a child.
Well,
I heard you don't need them.
It's a small hole that's in your eyelid, and it's what drains tears to the nose. The lacrimal punctum. It's the reason you get a runny nose after crying.
You know, You should make a note in case you just need a day off. Call the boss and tell him your lacrimal punctum is clogged.
Yeah, doctor says my lacrimal punctum is having some issues here, so I gotta stay home. It's not safe to drive with my lacrimal punctum.
I've self-quarantined myself.
Failing.
Right.
Did you know 569 million of these are produced annually? They were invented in 1929 in Philadelphia. They only gained popularity, though, however, in 1993.
93.
Yep.
569 million
are produced annually. It was invented in 1929, but gained popularity in 1993 after a wrestler endorsed the product.
Oh.
Hit me. What is it?
Well, I won't hit you, but I'll snap into a Slim Jim.
You're kidding.
Slim Jim?
569 million are made a year.
Wow.
Hey,
now. You know, I've never even taken a bite out of one of those.
Is that right? You're kidding.
Well, first of all, give you Slim Jim breath.
Well, yeah. I bet we could get one at the Taliban.
Is that the smoker?
That's funny.
That's true. That's a good point. Said the smoker.
You are wrong. Women love that smell.
But which one? The Slim Jim smell or the smoker smell?
Yeah.
So.
Because if you do everything, what's the first thing they want?
So
after is a cigarette.
I mean,
I'd ask for a Slim Jim afterwards. Hey, that was great. Hey, you got a Slim Jim sitting around.
We can get one of those at the Taliban gas station.
Yes.
Slim. Hey, but so.
You know what you want?
So they've been
you
around.
Want a Frosty.
Yes. Oh, God. I got to go.
But I'll bet if somebody, Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Is open. I think they sell breakfast, don't they?
I believe
they do. Yeah,
they. So, if somebody went there only to find out?
What if the ice cream wasn't ready?
Yeah, our frosty machine isn't up.
They do strawberry frosties now too.
I heard. I hate their TV spots.
Oh.
It is the most annoying collection of nitwits.
As God is my witness, I'm going to have chocolate ice cream today at some point, either a shake or real ice cream.
All right, we'll be getting a group text later of a picture of whatever he ends up with.
You will.
I know. That's what I'm saying it right now. We're going to get one. Did you know?
But so the Slim Jim, wait a minute, to go back to Slim Jim.
Yeah, going back to Slim Jim.
The wrestler, a wrestler?
Yeah, Macho Man Randy Savage endorsed the Slim Jim product, and it got a lot of popularity when he did that.
Is he still around?
No, he is gone. He died in a car wreck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because he's really the, one of the guys that propelled wrestling to...
Oh, totally. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He and Hogan back in the day, and yeah.
I'm waiting for the politically correct to come after the wrestlers now. Macho Man Randy Savage. Jeez. Can't do that.
Did you know the gnomes of... Roclaw? Wroclaw? So, claw is the last part, but Wro, claw. Roclaw? Yeah, anyway. In the 1980s, people in the Polish city began painting gnomes over Soviet propaganda.
Gnomes?
Yeah, little pictures, the little gnomes with the hats and everything.
Yeah.
So, they painted over some of the Soviet propaganda there. After the fall of the USSR, a sculptor was hired to place gnomes around the city to honor their history. Others joined in, and now... There are over 400 gnomes in Wroclaw, and there's also a parade that they hold annually.
A gnome parade?
Yeah.
What are the names of the gnomes? Just asking for a friend.
I don't know what their names are. One of them's called Lacrimal Punctum. Did you know the Great Pyramid of Giza was the tallest building in the world for over 3,800 years?
Yes.
How about that? That is impressive. And I do really believe that Egyptian slaves hauled those massive... How did they cut those huge blocks of stone and drag them not only to the site of the pyramid, but then up to lay it in place? I'm sorry, the aliens did it. They had help from elsewhere.
Wait a minute, though. What eclipsed it as far as it was the...
Some English cathedral in 1311 that finally was built higher than the Pyramid of Giza. I don't know exactly what English cathedral it was.
Okay, but that's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
All right. Because I thought it was the... Paris, the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah. No, I don't know what the English cathedral was, but it was in 1311 when that was built, and it became the biggest. So,
all right.
Let's see. Did you know it's a video game for you, or a video game random fact? The longest closing credits sequence of any piece of media in history belongs to a video game called Mighty Number 9.
Mighty Number 9.
The Line length of the closing credits sequence. What do you want to throw a guess?
40 minutes.
What is your guess?
Half an hour.
3 hours.
Whoa!
And 48 minutes.
And what was the name of the game again?
Mighty Number 9.
3 hours and 49 minutes closing credits.
Yeah. Take that, Oppenheimer. At your 3 hours and 9 second runtime.
Hey, I'm looking forward to those 3 hours and 9 minutes.
You may have read this in your Cheap and Trashy, because I think it's a rumor, but I also don't put it past Tom Cruise being really, really upset over Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer.
Oh, because of the IMAX?
Because of the IMAX. So Mission Impossible will be out in... will be in theaters for like a week. And then Oppenheimer comes in. And Nolan has a deal. The whole entire thing was shot in IMAX.
Wow.
So Nolan has a deal with IMAX where Oppenheimer will play in all IMAX screens, which will knock Mission Impossible out of that. And he doesn't like that.
I'll bet.
Tom Cruise is not happy with that.
He's, Jay is too young, but do you remember a film technique called Cinerama?
Yes.
That was the 3D of its time.
Cinerama or CinemaScope?
Cinerama.
Okay.
It had to be shown at a special theater because mm-hmm. these movies, one of them was How the West Was Won.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good film. And to film it, they used 3 cameras for every shot. So it had this...
Have you ever seen what that looked like when they were shooting?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there were only like 6 or 7 of these kind of films made. But we saw How the West Was Won on a Cinerama screen. And it was, I mean, you really could have a physical reaction to some of the scenes. Really well done.
There are 2 Cinerama theaters in Seattle.
Really?
Yes. Unfortunately, films aren't filmed in that way anymore.
Yeah.
But if you're ever in Seattle and they happen to be showing one, because every now and again they will, because those are the only 2 screens are in that city anyway, check it out if you can. Otherwise, they're doing festivals and all sorts of different things at those theaters. They're not mainstream theaters anymore. They're mm-hmm. mostly second run,
right,
kind of festival theater type things.
So. I like those theaters. Never to the dinner theaters. They were a thing for a while.
But what they call IMAX now mm-hmm. is not. Did you ever really see an IMAX theater?
I've seen.
Did you go up to Birmingham?
Yeah,
to
I've
to
seen.
The Science Center.
The Science Center has the dome IMAX.
Yeah.
So that's one way of IMAX. And then Atlanta has a couple of very big IMAX screens as well.
Right.
They aren't in a dome sense.
It's all around you. It's mm-hmm. all around you.
Yeah.
Did you ever see like the space shuttle going up?
Oh, yeah. I watched Star Wars in that theater on that IMAX
right?
screen. It was weird to see
wow.
the thing wrapped around you.
Wow.
Yeah, you can also get that same experience with the...
So there are different types of IMAX? Is that what you're saying?
There are, yes. Yes.
Okay.
There are true IMAX screens, which are going to be your very, very large screen. We have a theater here that has IMAX. We also have a theater called Big D or whatever. Big D is not IMAX. It's not okay. certified IMAX.
I got you.
The other IMAX screen that we have is... as close as you can get.
The AMC?
Yeah, to be specified. They're using every single inch that they can get
yeah.
to be qualified as IMAX.
Yeah.
Wow.
But to really see an IMAX screen, you'll need to go to Birmingham and to get that dome experience, again, the McWane Center, that one.
You ever see, like, a roller coaster?
Oh yeah.
Jeez.
You can also get that same experience, by the way, in VR. Okay. If you have the VR headset stuff, you can get that same sort of experience. Where the screen can be wrapped around you because everywhere you look is part of the... It's really cool. Did you know... I've talked way too much. The Decebalus treasure? I have not heard of this. It was found by a Roman army in 106 AD during the Second Dacian War? Dacian War, maybe? I'm not sure. Decebalus, I guess. I'm probably messing this guy's name up. He was the last king of the Dacians or the Decians, whatever they're called. He diverted the Sargenta River in modern-day Romania to bury all his wealth. So he put it all down, and then he's like, all right, divert the river, and it just washed over all of that to bury it. Someone betrayed him, though, and the Romans found 330,000 pounds of gold.
Wow.
And 650,000 pounds of silver.
But when that's a pretty big deal when you you have a river, you bury it.
Well, did you just hear how much was there, the gold and silver?
I know.
He was putting it underwater to keep people away from it.
Yeah.
Coming up on Random Facts, we have a song for you, a song Random Facts.
Wait a minute, this just in. There's ice cream at the door.
Uh-oh.
You're kidding.
Wiley.
Oh, well, you go ahead. We don't need you anyway.
We're also going to talk to you about my mortal enemy, the cicada.
Oh.
Christine Maggiore, I think. We will tell you about her. Carl Weathers, and the New York Times, all coming up on Random Facts.
They sell fun, that's what it says, at Adams Motorsports. Home to our buddy Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime. And they've got it all, for the water, for the road, off-road, you name it. And they have some great deals right from the factory this month. In fact, I'm going to take a look at some of the factory promotions available. Save up to $2,000 in the spring event. Ends at the end of the month, by the way, with Kawasaki. Model and year exclusions apply. But this is on the KX motorcycle, one of the best ones out there. Save up to $1,000 on KLR motorcycles with Kawasaki through the end of the month. And up to $1,500 on Terex side-by-sides, which is an incredible machine that looks rough, like it goes through literally any terrain, any place, but it's quite comfortable to sit in. Polaris, made right here in Alabama, is introducing the Polaris Expedition this month. They have it at Adams Motorsports. And for off-road, $1,500 in savings on select Ranger models by Polaris. Super low interest rates, a great service department to make sure that your purchase lasts for a good long time, all in one location. Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. And you can get your credit app started and explore all the promotions, all the new and pre-owned inventory at adamsmotorsports.com. It is 737.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We had an accident in front of Brubaker School with injuries a few minutes back. They are still working that one, as well as another accident, Highland Avenue at South Capitol. Vehicle hit a tree. Trees are pesky like that. They'll just jump right out in front of you sometimes. Got to watch out for that. We are busy around the boulevard this morning. I-65 and 85 are building through downtown. And we're getting a little busy now with Wetumpka, Millbrook, and Pratt. We'll keep it here. We'll keep you updated. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance is there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Picture this. A serene, tranquil resting place surrounded by nature's beauty. A place where memories are cherished and loved ones are forever remembered. We're talking about your final resting place, and it's never too early to start planning for it. Pine View Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka has been family-owned and operated for over 55 years. We understand the importance of pre-need planning. You can make decisions that reflect your personal wishes. Choose the perfect location, whether it's a serene garden, a peaceful mausoleum, or a place in our cremation wall. Pre-need planning also alleviates the burden from your loved ones during a time of grief. By planning ahead, you can secure today's prices, protecting yourself and your family from future cost increases. So why wait? Contact Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka today. Your final resting place should be a reflection of your unique journey. Take control of your future and make pre-need planning a priority. Pineview Memorial Gardens in Wetumpka, where memories live on.
Attention, River Region residents. Are you in need of cutting-edge aerial solutions? Look to JC Aerial Solutions, your drone experts. Whether it's real estate, cell tower roof inspections, or you require construction site progress and mapping with centimeter-level accuracy, JC Aerial Solutions has you covered. For businesses looking to make a lasting impression, we offer captivating aerial advertising videos. JC Aerial Solutions is a veteran-owned and operated company. Contact JC Aerial Solutions at 228-282-0763 or our website at jcaerialsolutions.com. Let us take you to new heights.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now a star is born. On June 7th, 1958, the world welcomed little baby Prince.
Congratulations, it's a boy. What will you name him?
The baby formerly known as Fetus. Prince, a star is born.
And now, here's Jay Scott to feed us some
random facts.
Hey, thanks, Wiley.
The baby formerly known as Fetus.
Hey, thanks, Wiley.
Yo, God, what a hero. Because when we're happy, we do better radio. I think that's a known fact. By the way, we hit 100 on breakfast. We need more. We need you to go to my Facebook wall and like that breakfast.
We're needy today.
We are really needy, but so what?
Speak for yourself.
We try to, when people are in need and they ask for our help, we give it, don't we?
That's right.
All we're asking you to do is give us a click on Facebook, for goodness sake.
And bring us ice cream.
And Slim Jims.
Well, you can have those.
Slim Jims.
Why don't you dip that in the ice cream and suck the, I mean.
Why don't you go away?
We are spoiled.
There we are. I have my filet mignon breakfast.
And now he got his chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
Did you
want somebody to pick you up lunch?
Yeah, right.
You'd be hungry by 9 o'clock.
We have the best listeners.
The best.
You know, I think I've done this roundabout. I've done this random fact before, but...
Okay.
Minnie Riperton, the Lovin' You song.
Yeah. Which was written by... Stevie Wonder, by the way.
Yeah, do you know who it was about?
It was about her mom?
No, it was about her daughter.
Mm.
Do you know who Minnie Riperton's daughter is?
Oh, that's right. It's a famous person. Oh, my God. You've done this before.
Yeah. She was 2 years old at the time, but Minnie Riperton's daughter, the song that Lovin' You is about, is Maya Rudolph
from Saturday Night Live. I should have remembered that. Yeah.
Okay, that's going to be a question, folks.
We had this horrible jock. It was a woman that the boss, he was hammered one night and heard a station from Fort Myers. It's really good. Let's get her in here. Her name was Gina Bonacchio. And the first thing. And now, here's Minnie Riperton.
Riperton?
Yeah. And that was just one of...
She died early.
Gina did?
No, Minnie Riperton.
Yeah, I heard.
Minnie Riperton?
Minnie Riperton.
Yeah, you got me. you ruined it for me. But she died early. She died young because of a disease, right?
Yeah, I think she had...
cancer?
Yeah.
Did you know there's a species of cicada that lives in the United States, the life expectancy of which reaches 17 years? That's far too long for a cicada to live.
Yes.
I'm upset that they're around for just a month.
I know.
Really should just last a day and die.
You got a cicada thing.
I hate them.
Cicadas infesting my yard. Your buzzing is driving me crazy. Oh, cicadas, hey, you in the trees. I'm begging you, please leave my home.
That's Jake.
Hate them. For comparison, some other species of cicadas, all other species of cicadas, live about 3 to 4 years. But there is a species that lives 17 years.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Did you know Christine Maggiore? She founded the denial group or denialism group called Alive and Well. It was an HIV/AIDS denialism group.
Denialism? I've never heard of denialism.
You could probably put it up there with your flat earther type people where it's like, hey, we believe that, you know, we don't believe AIDS is a thing. We don't think HIV/AIDS is a thing.
And we don't think we've been to the moon.
Yeah, or we don't think we've been to the moon.
Yeah.
Or, well... I was going to say something else. Anyway.
Yeah.
So this woman founded the denialism group, and then she herself died of AIDS in 2008.
How ironic that is that?
Yep. Did you know he played one season in the NFL for the Raiders with John Madden as his head coach? And I guess then he went off to do acting. Talking about Carl Weathers.
Really? I didn't know he had played for...
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Lionel Lozado.
No, Carl Weathers played one NFL season for the Raiders with John Madden as head coach.
No takers, that's going to be a question.
And did you know Henry Jarvis Raymond? Do you know who that is?
Henry Jarvis Raymond.
No. Yeah. He's a co-founder of the New York Times.
Oh.
He's also the co-founder of the Republican Party.
Isn't that ironic? You talk about ironic. All they publish is lies. I mean, they are just nothing but they're worse than Pravda.
I don't necessarily... He was a co-founder of the New York Times, which doesn't necessarily mean... You know, obviously he is... Well, no, he's not still with them.
That to me is... Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of irony in this random facts, boy.
And those are your random facts.
All right. They're going to get together in caucus and come up with our pop quiz question. Let me take a moment to praise the outcomes that you can depend on at Montgomery Paint and Body. Jay just had one. I just had one. And I walked out this morning for a breath of fresh smoke, and I was looking at my Rogue, and I said, man, they did this 2 or 3 weeks ago, and it still looks like it just rolled out. No dust, no dirt. It just looks incredible. The idea being, though, when your car is damaged in an accident, bring it there, because it's more than making sure that every single part that needs to be replaced, repaired, or repainted is. But then once that finished area is done, they take the rest of the vehicle and do everything humanly possible with a little assist from high tech to restore the look of that car to good as new, maybe better. And outcome, they've delivered thousands of times over their great four-decade history.
Mm.
27REC with a W is the number. They've become a great advocate with your insurance company in case there's any questions on things that need to be done. And they're extremely respected by the local insurance adjusters as well. You get to choose, so choose wisely. MPB on the Boulevard at 8 East Shirley Lane, 27REC with a W. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for the $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
About 500 million of these are produced a year. They came out in 1929 in Philly, but only became popular back in the mid-90s. What am I talking about?
272-9228.
I got one right here.
Win that $10 Food Outlet gift certificate, and then buy yourself a big sack of Bluebell ice cream cups. And then stay on the line for follow-up so you can qualify for some great grand prizes we do on Friday. 272-9228. We're waiting for your call right now.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, around Montgomery, we are looking pretty good. Getting busy, though. We've got a lot of cars now on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard. Very busy from Troy Highway over to Woodley and on down past Baptist. I-65 and 85, light to moderate traffic through downtown. A couple of accidents from earlier, Highland Avenue at South Capitol. Car hit a tree there. They're trying to wrap that up. As well as an accident with injuries in front of Brubaker School. No other problems that we're aware of at the moment. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, ready at a moment's notice. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Well, good participation in the pop quiz, but everybody that's called so far is not eligible to win, so we need somebody else. The question again, these were invented in 1929, Philadelphia?
1929, and they sell 569 million of them annually, but they didn't become popular until 1993. What are we talking about?
272.
I've got one right here, so that's another clue. What did Wiley deliver besides ice cream?
272-9228. I'm very disappointed. Well, we're getting a good participation in the News Talk Breakfast Special.
Yeah, well, at least we're getting
but
that.
But this is lackluster here.
Well, there's two more callers.
Maybe if we could stay focused for more than 3 seconds, we might have better luck coming out.
The girl, the singer from what?
So we go to David.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
What's up?
I like 1987 with Black Speck.
Yep. You got it. That is my favorite flavor is brown.
Yeah.
My second
brown
favorite
with
is
Black Speck.
Right. Excellent work, man. Hang on.
All right.
Let's go to Weezer.
Hey, Weezer. Hi.
I couldn't hear that. Did he say Slim Jims?
Well, he knew, yeah.
He did. Yeah, he knew what it was. Yeah, but I got a backup question for you. You ready?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. Before the English cathedral became the tallest structure in 1311, what was the previous tallest structure in the world for 3,800 years?
Gnomes.
you were listening. I'm giving you credit.
Not really. We're going to give it to you anyway. It was the pyramid at Giza.
And we get down to the building quickly enough, we can give you a cup of ice cream.
Okay.
But I can't spell what Chase said makes my nose run.
Oh yeah, I know. I can't even
lapped him. Popped him. Whatever it was.
What was that?
the eyelid
thing.
That's your lacrimal punctum.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lacrimal.
Yeah.
You know I'm going to look that up.
Oh, and when the lacrimal punctum people come to your door collecting for a cure, please give generously. Thank you, Weezer.
<right. laughs> Thanks.
All right, let's go to gray hair.
Hey, hi.
I wanted the old geezer question, but that's okay.
Okay, but this guy played one season in the NFL, and his coach was John Madden. Then he went into acting. Who are we talking about?
I heard his name, but I have the slightest idea who he is, and I don't care. I've never watched the NFL.
Okay, all right. That's okay.
Thank you for calling. And backup Steve.
Hey, backup Steve. The song,
good morning. Nice morning out here.
Yeah. It's a real nice morning here because I've had filet mignon for breakfast and now I just had chocolate ice cream. The song,
top it off with chocolate ice cream. Slim Jim.
And I've got a Slim Jim here. I'm not going to get into. The song "Loving You" by Minnie Riperton is a song about her daughter. Who is her daughter?
That surprised me. I had no idea that was Myra Rudolph.
That's correct.
Live.
That's correct.
Good work. Backup Steve.
Yes.
Or Bus,
care.
As
have
we
a great
call
day.
It.
Thanks.
All right, you too. At 7:53 on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
JB Windows and Siding.
Weather and ice cream on the threes. Hot again today with a high in the lower 90s. Good bit of sunshine with scattered random storms, mainly in the afternoon and evening hours. A little bit more coverage than yesterday, but still many towns will stay dry. They will fade out in the overnight hours, low 68. Tomorrow, just a notch higher on the number of storms as a front moves southward through the state with a high temperature up to about 93. Once again, the storms will be random tomorrow. On Friday, behind the front, I think it's going to be a dry day with a high in the upper 80s. Saturday, a little warmer with a high around 93. But I think Saturday is primarily dry as well until storms return on Sunday afternoon. Right now, this morning, it's 72 at 7:54.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. It's that time of year. Time to make the most of your property with help from Kubota. From Kubota's versatile L2501 compact tractor to the M7060 for larger acreage with matching implements in stock. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
I have to go scratch my lacrimal punctin. So while I'm doing that, Jay's going to tell you about somebody really special.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery that has been here since 1977. Troop Booth, his grandparents opened the store back then, but he runs it now. And it's just him. No overhead there, no other people to pay or anything like that. It is just Troop Booth there. He has a degree from the Gemological Institute of America, and you can test that degree out by just taking him any piece of jewelry that you've got, and he is going to tell you some interesting facts about it that you may or may not know. Perhaps you've got some estate jewelry, some generational jewelry, stuff that has been passed down from generation to generation, and you're kind of curious as to what it's worth and what the history of it may be. True Booth can tell you those things. He offers fair and honest values and pricing. Also, by the way, they buy scrap gold. So if you happen to have scrap gold of any kind or gold bullion, silver bullion, they're offering top price on that stuff at Heirloom Jewelers. They specialize, however, in fine antique jewelry, and there's no better evidence of that than going to their Facebook page or their Instagram page and checking out what they have and what they've had there at Heirloom Jewelers. You can also go online to heirloomjewelers.com and see the collection and history of all the different pieces there. They're located on Vaughn Road, but they're only open by appointment only, Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4, Saturday, 10 to 2. So call True Booth and make that appointment at 260-0066. That number again is 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers.
Interesting. I know that studying the Nielsen ratings that Tucker Carlson averaged about 3 million plus viewers a night.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the best thing that's happened to him was this riff with Fox. He dropped a video last night and got 20 million views in just a few hours.
Wow.
That's interesting. I still think there's something much bigger than that coming from, but that kind of response is pretty encouraging.
I don't even know what they have on Fox during his,
I don't either. I have
his
stopped
time period.
Like many people, I have stopped watching them. I'm not interested. All right, we are the official local outlet for the weekly misses of Jeff Bezos, and he's facing a strike with UPS. So his comments on that are coming up in just a couple of moments. We have traffic and the Wall Street Business Report first. 7:57.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, we are busy on the boulevards. Troy Highway, East South Boulevard, down to Woodley Road. A little congestion there, as well as from Troy Highway up to Vaughan on East Boulevard. Taylor Road getting very busy between Vaughan and I-85. I-65 and 85 light to mostly moderate traffic through downtown. And we're still pretty congested on 231 at Redland Road, the River Bridge red lights. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The World Bank on Tuesday raised its 2023 global growth outlook as the U.S., China, and other major economies have proven more resilient than forecasts, but said higher interest rates and tighter credit will take a bigger toll on next year's results. Global prices for wheat and corn soared Tuesday after a major dam in Ukraine collapsed, renewing market fears about the fragility of the country's ability to ship food to Africa, the Middle East, and parts of Asia. Subway is in a push to revamp its ownership model, but low restaurant profits and outdated stores are making it a tough sell. Subway has reached an agreement to open nearly 4,000 new sandwich shops across mainland China over the next 20 years. They're stocking shelves with low-price notebooks and slashing prices on sneakers and uniforms. Major retailers, including Walmart and Foot Locker, are already preparing for a challenging back-to-school shopping season. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and family members are living without health care coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough even to keep their jobs. We can fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that people can remain at work.